Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson is putting his own stamp on the One DHS concept. He's calling for a unity of effort across all of DHS. Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller is here with details on the concept of unity of effort and what it means for the acquisition workforce at DHS. That's a phrase I'm not familiar with. Has anybody used that at DHS in the past? What does he mean by unity of effort?
I'm not sure if it's a DHS or more of a DOD phrase. I mean, remember, Secretary Johnson was the Inspector General, high-ranking official at the Defense Department, and I think he's bringing over some of his, actually General Counsel now that I think of it, but he's bringing over some of those concepts to DHS. And I think what this memo does now at DHS is bring kind of that first look into his management approach and philosophy. I mean, really what he's trying to do here is transform how the agency as a whole, and this includes all its components, makes decisions. Now, in the memo, which was first obtained by Homeland Security Watch, Johnson calls for a unified decision-making effort that is supported by data and analysis. Now, a DHS spokeswoman that I contacted said in an email statement, since taking office, Secretary Johnson has committed to improving the operational effectiveness of DHS. On April 22nd, the Secretary issued a memo to DHS leadership outlining steps to ensure the broad and complex DHS mission is effectively executed. Very similar to what, you know, I think Secretary Janet Napolitano did when she came in looking at operational efficiencies. He's moved on to effectiveness, which, Francis, I'm going to tell you, this is a theme I'm hearing from administration officials, moving away from efficiency and toward effectiveness. Now, Mark Borkowski is the Assistant Commissioner in the Office of Technology, Innovation and Acquisition at the Customs and Border Protection Directorate. He offers his interpretation of the memo's goals.
I saw it as kind of a statement of principles. I think it's consistent with One DHS, but the way I read the memo, I think the Secretary is trying to take that to the next level in terms of particular constructs, particular vehicles, particular structures in the department that will cause and motivate the department to act in a more integrated way. So it's not inconsistent with One DHS. I don't know if the Secretary would say it's the same, different, or whatever, but it does look like what the Secretary Johnson is trying to do is establish some principles which will put into practice actual activities that cause the department to think more holistically across it as it's solving a particular problem.
Now, Borkowski spoke today at the AFSCA Bethesda's Law Enforcement IT Day out there in Bethesda, Maryland. Now, those principles that Borkowski discusses includes creating a departmental leadership council that will meet twice a month to talk about issues and challenges that are very similar across the entire department. Johnson also is creating a deputies management action group led by the Undersecretary of Management and the Chief Financial Officer to look at requirements analysis, to do joint planning and budgeting, and especially look at common needs. The Undersecretary for Management also will conduct a full review of DHS's acquisition framework and policies to see where it can be improved. And finally, the Deputies Management Group will also lead two different 60-day reviews to look at both how best to improve coordination of operations domestically and internationally. And we're going to post a link later today to that memo on federalnewsradio.com.
How does the acquisition workforce factor in here, Jason?
You know, I think as you heard Borkowski say, it's really this memo, this idea, these concepts are really about how to act more cohesively. And I think acquisition in many respects is really the linchpin across all of these efforts because the way it cuts through every part of the agency. I caught up with Borkowski after he spoke today to ask for his take on the memo from that acquisition perspective.
What it says is that the Secretary expects the acquisition community to be accountable, expects it to define roles, define accountabilities, define authorities, and make sure it's clearly understood who's responsible and who's able to address issues with acquisition. It also indicates an intent to really strengthen the departmental governance processes in acquisition. And it, on top of that, there's a kind of a pre-acquisition phase, which is where the operational community gets together and looks at requirements and looks at which of those requirements should be integrated, which are properly assigned to individual components. It creates or directs the creation of a structure to do that process in a more unity of effort, again, among the components of DHS. And that's a pre-acquisition process. So people like me would be advisors, consultants, folks who talk about the art of the doable, but we would receive that, and that's something we have not yet really had strong capacity to receive. So it does those kinds of things.
And that actually ties very closely to the speech you gave today at the AFSCA Bethesda Law Enforcement IT Day around roles within the acquisition process. And right, one of them is the end user. And I think one of the comments you made was bring the end user closer to the people who do the what and the why. Is that what part of this idea of unity is about? How do we make sure that whatever you're buying, for lack of a better word, is meeting what the end user really needs?
First of all, that's a principle of strong acquisition. So whether you do that as a department or you do that as a component, it's a principle of strong acquisition. And Jason, you probably remember the old SBI days where there was great criticism because the Border Patrol was not involved in that acquisition. So I think the Secretary's memo is not about just the why, it's about the integration of those things and the integration of those things as unity of effort across the components of DHS. So it brings it to a higher level of kind of strategic insight. It brings it to the DHS level and creates mechanisms or directs the creation of mechanisms to make that real.
Now, Borkowski says policy challenges will exist even after, 10 years of DHS coming together. He points to something as straightforward as defining the term program manager. Early on, there was some confusion, he says, about what exactly did that mean. Now, he says DHS has solved it, but in some ways, very early on, DHS said the policy was, program managers were in charge of the project. Others defined it as program managers is in charge of the acquisition. Now, the acquisition person, he says, should not be in charge of the project, but because of the way people interpret it, that's a classic example of why these, unity of mission, unity of effort really needs to come together. Now, at the same time, it's also going to help industry understand DHS's challenges. Jose Arrieta is the procurement ombudsman for DHS.
What I'm doing is taking industry's perspective on topics that are of the highest concern to them, more global topics, not specifically related to a procurement, and I'm bringing it to our workforce so that they can better understand it. So what does industry understand about best value and LPTA, and what don't they understand? And I have them explain that to our workforce. I think that brings that message of unity directly to them because we're listening and we're learning. Again, it's not related to anything, a specific procurement, so it's much easier in my role.
Now, that's Jose Arrieta, the procurement ombudsman at the Homeland Security Department. One DHS, Jason, started under Secretary Napolitano when she was still there. How does that fit with the unity of effort that Secretary Johnson is talking about in trying to bring the components together more at DHS?
Well, I think it builds not only on the One DHS effort, but also several other ongoing initiatives. I mean, as you heard Borkowski say, One DHS is part of it, but it's a separate piece. I think the unity of effort also ties closely to the department's strategic sourcing initiative. Now, Borkowski says strategic sourcing has traditionally looked at commodity products, whether it's something like ammunition or uniforms or even some technology projects, products. But taking this unity of effort to a concept even broader, Borkowski says the idea is to look at more complex acquisitions. He uses a made-up example, a maritime radar system that could serve several components.
Where this gets very rich is when you have a discussion that says, okay, I know that as CBP, I have this unique requirement, and if I have this unique requirement, it kind of throws out the idea of buying the same radar. Can I give that up for the greater good? Can I give up my unique requirement and take the radar that we'll both buy and accept that performance because that's actually, from a DHS perspective, the optimal solution? It might not be from the CBP perspective, but from the totality of DHS, it could be the optimal solution. That's the dialogue we want to have going forward, and that's a lot different than just strategic sourcing.
Now, another existing effort that really fits in this concept of unity of effort is called the Integrated Product or Project Teams, IPTs, that's actually being run by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement's Technology Office. Now, the IPT is not a new concept. It's been around for several years. Several agencies do it. But really, if you think about what it is, and we're going to go into that in a second, it does fit into this, bring more people together. Jim Porter is the Director of Mission Systems Development in the Office of the Chief Information Officer at ICE. He says IPT has been around, and it brings together IT people, finance people, acquisition, and mission folks to come together around requirements development process.
The most challenging problems that we have are better solved by a multidiscipline team, and we're really reaping the benefits of that. Previously, and maybe some more failed experiments have been, the requirement comes over, we do our analysis from an IT shop, we go back and forth, it gets through contracts, and they have their own idea about what we need to do in acquiring the solution. So the IPTs have actually really streamlined that entire process and really worked well for us.
Now, Porter says ICE has used this IPT concept for even field level and across components to really ensure that there's coordination as they're developing shared requirements. Now, Porter says ICE also brings the industry perspective through market research or through RFIs into this IPT, and that's also to ensure that they understand what is really possible, both from a technology perspective, but also, just from a broader perspective when you bring industry in. Now, Porter finally says the IPT concept, helps create that long-term vision for the program, at ICE, and it keeps the ICE as much as ahead of the technology curve as possible through things like piloting the latest devices or piloting the latest IT. So as you can see, there's several things already ongoing, but what I think the Secretary is trying to do with this unity of effort memo and concept is really put a finer point on it and really pull from all components, not just kind of an ad hoc piecemeal fashion.
The idea of staying ahead of an IT curve is something that, I mean, I've been following this for 15 years or so, and you've been doing it longer, and this is not new. I mean, this is something that agencies have struggled with from the beginning, right?
Oh, I think absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that one of the interesting conversations that came about today was the difference between innovation and catching up. And a lot of times what agencies will do, and this is not just DHS, but really every agency, is what we're going to use the word innovation in our procurement or our RFP, but really what we're doing is saying, well, hey, we're behind a little bit. How can we catch up? Tell us an innovative way that you can get us, you know, off of, you know, XP and onto Windows 8.
Right.
And the vendor's going, that's not really all that innovative, but I'll use the terminology. And even Borkowski said, hey, when you see an RFP like that, just answer it in the terminology that they used. And, you know, the next time that comes around, start getting that innovation bug planted a lot earlier in the cycle.
Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller. You have more on federalnewsradio.com.
And more tomorrow morning with Tom and Emily on the Federal Drive.